And the Lord, so I was just sharing a little bit about with ourselves, and the Lord led me down to Bible college. There I met my wife, and we got married in August of 2017. I came back to Bible Baptist under Pastor Dave Loggins, just a little bit up the road over in Shelby Township, and been serving under him the past 7 years. He's been mentoring us for evangelism. And the ministry into which God has called us is, we've coined Revive to Awaken. Revive to Awaken. That is that we would reach a lost world through Revive Christians. Reaching a lost world through Revive Christians. I believe, friends, that if we live like the world, act like the world, talk like the world, think like the world, look like the world, listen to the music of the world, do all the things that the world does, then how is the world going to see a difference in our lives? How is the world going to see the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives? So it is our passion, our desire that God has put in us to go to churches, to do special meetings, but to be an encouragement to the folks there that we would live the revived Christian life. The revived Christian life where we're in daily fellowship with the Lord, a daily walk with the Lord so that the world around us can see a difference in our lives and can see the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. Because if a revival starts with us, draw a little circle, step inside and say, Lord, would you send a revival here? And then corporately together as a local church, revival takes over a local church, a lost world's going to see a difference in our lives. And we're going to see a lost world awaken to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if there's any hope for our country today, it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because the gospel of Jesus Christ has the power to transform lives. And if we transform the lives of all the people here in the United States with the gospel of Jesus Christ, then it would be that we could have a country once founded upon the Judeo-Christian faith come back to the principles in the Word of God. So our culture today is bleak. The landscape is bleak in our land today, but let me remind you that we serve a God that does miracles. The same God that did miracles back in the pages of the Old Testament and the New Testament, he's the same God that does miracles in our lives today. And what a wonder it would be if we could have a revival and witness even a third great awakening in our nation today. So as we come into 2 Chronicles chapter 26, we're coming back into the lives of the kings of the southern kingdom of Judah. Taking a look at the kings of the southern kingdom of Judah. Uzziah here in chapter 26 is the 10th king of the southern kingdom of Judah. And the Judah has split from the north. There was once the United Kingdom of Israel. And with foolish decisions of Solomon and then of his son Rehoboam, the kingdom has split. And while the north was never known for a godly king, they all followed in the pattern of Jeroboam, who made Israel to sin with the golden calf that he had erected. The south, on the other hand, had good kings and bad kings, evil kings and godly kings. And so it was more like a roller coaster, you could say, going to God and going away from God, going to God and going away from God. And I believe this study is necessary as we consider even the topic of revival is because if you look in Revelation chapter 1 verse 6, it says that the Lord Jesus Christ has made us kings and priests unto the Most High God. Kings and priests unto the Most High God. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are a king. A king in a spiritual sense. Like as these kings were in the nation of Judah, they were kings in the physical sense. Even so, we as believers are kings in a spiritual sense. And they stood on behalf of their nation in the presence of God, and God held them accountable for their actions. Well, we have a world of influence in which the Lord has entrusted us in our lives as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe in the same way that we stand, in a sense, on behalf of even the land in which we dwell as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. As we dive into this in the life of Uzziah and throughout these kings this week, I want to put some stakes down in the ground for us. Some stakes down in the ground as we consider ourselves against the landscape of our culture today. And we consider ourselves in light of that topic of revival and what God wants to do in our lives. we would consider that in the pages of Scripture, in Jeremiah 18, verse 8, if you want to just look over there briefly, Jeremiah 18, verse 8, there's laid down the principle of the return aspect, the return principle, that any nation can come back to God. It says in verse 7, at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it. If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. I believe here in Jeremiah chapter 18, there is a universal principle that God has laid down to any nation. If they will repent of their sins, repent of their ways, and come back to God, God will also forgive them, and God will heal their land. God will not destroy them like he said he would do. A classic example of that would be the book of Jonah. Jonah was sent to the city of Nineveh with the message, 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. 40 days is all that they had to repent and to turn back to God. They repented, and God spared the city of Nineveh. It's not 100 years later, under the prophecies of Nahum, that destruction finally is coming upon that city, that God mercifully spared this people who came back and repented to him. And if we, as the people of God, would come back and say, Lord, do a work in my life. Lord, help me to be sold out for Jesus Christ. Lord, I'm done with myself. I want to live for you. I believe that God could even work a revival in our life that could awaken a lost world with the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we could once again see a nation come back to God. The return principle there in Jeremiah 18. But there's also, I would like for us to see, the stand in the gap principle that's over in the book of Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30, where God was looking for a man who would stand in the gap, who would make up the hedge that he should not destroy the land. It does say in verse 30 that he found none. This was in relation to the nation of Judah. But I believe that even today, God is looking for somebody to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge that he would not have to destroy the land. And then I would call your attention over to the book of Genesis chapter 18 as we'd look at the remnant principle. So three principles, the return, stand in the gap, and the remnant principle. And consider that Abraham, when he was talking to the Lord, said, Lord, would you spare the city of Sodom and Gomorrah for 50 people? And Abraham changed his number, going all the way down to 10 people multiple times. And God said, for 10 people, I will not destroy the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. In Abraham's mind, there were probably 10 righteous people. But sadly, the influence of Lot did not have an influence in the city. And there were not even 10 righteous people in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah for God to spare that city. But I believe even in our land today that God is looking for a remnant, that God is looking for a people that would be sold out for him, that he would not have to destroy our land. So as we consider this, as we go forth into the week, take heart. There's so many promises and principles given to us in the Word of God that revival is possible. That awakening in the lost world is possible. That we can see God do a mighty work in our nation today. It's not just something out there. We've just got to be willing. We've got to be willing to allow God to use us, to allow God to work in our lives. And so it's with this that we come into the study of the Kings, and come here in particular to the 2 Chronicles chapter 26, and look at the life of Uzziah. One of the things that keeps us from coming to God, is the pride sometimes in our life. And in the life of Uzziah, we want to look this morning at the imminent danger of pride. Look in verse 1 of chapter 26. The Bible says, all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah. After that, the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jecoliah of Jerusalem, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Verses 6 through 14 talks of some of Uzziah's exploits in that which he did. But jump with me down to verse 15, where it says, He made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great storms withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. But notice verse 16. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. And they withstood Uzziah the king and said unto him, It appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. Then Uzziah was wroth and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead. And they thrust him out from thence. Yea, himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. And Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in a several house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. And Jotham, his son, was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. This morning, in the time that we have, we want to look at the imminent danger of pride that was in the life of Uzziah, that can often be, a lot of the times, be in our lives as believers. The imminent danger of pride. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the time we're able to come here this morning and to look into your word. Bless in the time we have together. Thank you for the opportunity to come preach your word here at Covenant Baptist Church. Thank you for the invitation of Pastor Lance. And I pray, Lord, that we would have attentive hearts to hear what you'd have for us this morning. Help me to say nothing more, nothing less than that which you would have. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Uzziah's life is a warning signal, I believe, that pride is in imminent danger. The Bible said his heart was lifted up. His heart was lifted up to his destruction, to his destruction. And we know in Proverbs 16:8, the Bible says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall, a haughty spirit before a fall. Uzziah was to be a man. He was to be the king standing in the gap for his nation in the presence of God. But here was Uzziah as a man, and there was the imminent danger of pride in his life that would eventually take him down. Now, as we consider Uzziah's life, we consider our lives today, that we ought to be aware of pride's imminent danger. Who we are does not matter. What we are does not matter. Where we are in life does not matter, because pride is always in imminent danger in our life. And the life of King Uzziah acts as a signpost for this very thing. We recall in James chapter 4, verse 6, where it says, God giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Humility is something that which we need in our lives as believers. But as we consider the imminent danger of pride, perhaps you're here today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. May I ask you this question? What will you do with the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Could it be that pride is keeping you from seeing your need for a Savior, repenting of your sin and coming to Him and trusting His salvation? But maybe you're here today as a Christian, and the question would be, friend, are you living for yourself? Are you not living for the Lord? Are you living for yourself and living for the pleasures of this world and refuse to follow after God? Could it be that pride is a danger in your life? Pride is keeping you from serving the Lord? I want us to look at three truths in the life of Uzziah as there was this imminent danger of pride in his life that eventually took him. And the first truth I want us to consider this morning is that pride respects no persons. Pride respects no persons. Look at verse 4 of chapter 26. And the Bible says, He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. As we consider the truth that pride respects no persons, may I say this, that it took over Uzziah's life. Now, why is it that pride is not a respecter of persons? Because pride in its very nature is sin. In Romans 5:12, the Bible says, Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sin. In its very nature, it's sin, and sin is ubiquitous. We are all sinners, and pride is then not a respecter of persons. But look here at the life of Uzziah. He was a godly man. He did that which was right. He sought the Lord. He sought the Lord with his life. Uzziah was a godly man, yet pride still was in imminent danger for him. It says he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. Now there, those words there are a little bit of a ceiling to the extent that Uzziah went. He went towards Amaziah, but not necessarily any further. And if we were to note some things about the life of his father, Amaziah, his father served the Lord in 2 Chronicles 25:2, but not with a perfect heart. Amaziah served the Lord, but not like David, his father, as 2 Kings 14:4 says. And so there is a ceiling to the godliness that Uzziah pursued in his relationship to the with the Lord. And that in itself would be a danger that we're going to consider in just a little bit. But notice that Uzziah was indeed a godly person. As long as he sought the Lord made him to prosper. He was a revered person. His name in verse 8, in verse 15, his name spread far abroad. The nations around him recognized the strength in this king, The Ammonites gave gifts. His name spread abroad to Egypt because of him strengthening himself. He was a revered person. He was a mighty person. In verse 6, he warred. He broke down and built cities. In verse 9, he built towers. Verse 10, he digged many wells. Verse 11, he had a host of fighting men. He went out to war. Verse 14, he prepared for them weapons. In verse 15, he made and invented to shoot. He had weapons of military display to utilize in war. Uzziah was a mighty person. He was godly. He was revered. He was mighty, but he was a susceptible person. It's verse 16, verse 15, till he was strong, and then when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. Uzziah was human like you and me, and thereby you susceptible to the imminent danger of pride. He was godly to the extent of his father, Amaziah, or even his grandfather, Joash, but no farther. His pattern had been set for him. And it was not that he followed after that and not after the zenith example, you could say, of that of King David. He was content in the place of godliness. And I believe in that which had been given to Uzziah, he kept that godly heritage going, but he did not reach farther. Having been granted much, he did not go farther for the Lord and go back farther and serve the Lord like the kings of old had done. He was content with that which had been laid before him. And the question comes to us is, have we been granted a godly heritage, but are we content to only settle with that which has been given us? Or are we going to press forward and strive to live for the Lord Jesus Christ and strive to go farther? The Bible says, unto whom much is given, much more is to be required. And Uzziah's idea to go after and to be godly like his father Amaziah, to only go so far, it almost in a sense let pride have the house next door. It almost in a sense allowed pride to come next door and there be an imminent danger because there was this idea that I don't have to go farther, but I will live godly only so much as my father Amaziah had done. And this is what was happening in the life of Uzziah. But as a susceptible man, he was susceptible to pride. Pride respects no persons. Even for us today, those that are dads, those that are grandparents, what is the pattern that we are setting for the generation following after us? Are we content where God has taken us to our point in life? Or are we continually striving, as the Bible says, to be holy as I am holy? Are we continually striving for the Lord Jesus Christ with our eyes upon the prize? There are generations coming up after us that are looking at our lives. But let me ask us, what are we doing with our testimony? What are we doing with our legacy? For those of us coming up after, for those of us looking to the older generations, are we content with only what they have done? Are we striving to be more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ? As we consider the life of Uzziah, we consider that pride respects no persons. We have to be aware of the imminent danger of pride. But we have to also take note that pride advantages from life situation. Pride advantages from life's situations. The Bible says in verse 16, when he was strong. When he was strong. The Lord blessed Uzziah. As long as Uzziah sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. He was a godly king. And how often, how easy it is to then we rely upon the Lord, yes, in the hard times as we get started or things are difficult, but when we're strong, when things are going well, what's the natural tendency of our human heart to kind of put the Lord on back burner? He's not first in our life anymore, but he kind of goes second or he goes third. He just gets pushed aside and we start thinking we can live our life in our own flesh dependence and we can live God dependent. Well, here was Uzziah and he was marvelously helped till he was strong. But the Bible says when he was strong, danger signal Uzziah, his heart was lifted up to his own destruction. There are times in our life where pride will advantage from life situations, where things are going well for us, and pride will keep in and then creep in, and we'll think, oh, you know what? Things are going pretty well. I'm doing pretty good right now. I think I can go forward on my own effort now. I don't really need the Lord. I don't really need to be in the Word of God every day. I really don't need to be in prayer to the Lord every day. I really don't need to be at church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. I think I can get by in my own strength, and things are just going well. Let me warn you, friend. When he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his own destruction. Friends, let's beware of the imminent danger of pride that tries to creep into our lives in which we say, oh, things are going well, I can do it. I don't need the Lord to help. It sprouts when we neglect the Lord. Pride begins to sprout in our life when we neglect the Lord. And then as we allow it entrance, as we allow it to come into our life, it begins to then belittle the commands of God. And I would point you to verse 18, where Azariah stopped Uzziah, and it says, he says to him, it appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests of the sons of Aaron. God has chosen the priests of the sons of Aaron to do this. Uzziah, you can't cross over. There was a distinction in the setup there in the nation of Israel where the king couldn't do the office of the priest. And Uzziah was not to go over into that office. In Exodus chapter 30, verse 30, God had picked out Aaron and his sons that they might minister unto me in the priest's office. There was a very fine line. There was a very clear command that God had given that you can't cross this line. And Uzziah, when he was strong, pride begins to creep in and he looks at that and he belittles the command of God. Well, surely I'm so great. Surely things are going so well. Surely God will utilize me and accept that which I have to offer to him. Begins to belittle the command of God. Can I ask us today, do we find ourselves at times belittling the command of God? God has given us the Word of God and the principles therein to show us how we can live our lives as believers. And sometimes when we don't like what we see in the Word of God, we try to twist it. Well, it really means something else here. Well, you can't really be dogmatic on it. I mean, it doesn't say thou shalt not in the Word of God, even though there's principles laid down in the Word of God. And we in our mind, we begin to rationalize ourselves away and belittling the commands of God that God has laid down for us. Can I warn you, friend? We need to beware of the imminent danger of pride. If we find ourselves in that situation, pride is creeping in to our life and seeking to destroy our life. It's seeking to destroy our life. The devil, you could hear him whisper, he said, yea, hath God said, did he really say, you shouldn't do this? Uzziah, really? You're such a godly and a prosperous king. Surely the Lord wouldn't reject you. Surely, Christian, after all you've done for the Lord, he'd be okay with you doing it this once. But the devil might whisper to you if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and say, surely, after all your good works, God wouldn't actually send you to hell. There's only one way, the Lord Jesus Christ. All other ways will send an individual to a Christless eternity in hell. As we look at the life of Uzziah, him belittling the command of God, his pride then strengthens its audacity and the confrontation of sin. Azariah and the valiant men say, go out, for thou hast trespassed. 81 priests withstanding the king to the face and calling out Uzziah's sin. And Uzziah gets mad at them. He doesn't say, oh, you're right, I'm sorry, get out, I'm getting out. He gets wroth at them. And the reality check for us is when we hear God's word and know God's conviction, does it break us in humility, or do we, like Uzziah, strengthen up the audacity of our pride and get mad and go forward with what we're going to do? The imminent danger of pride was real in the life of Uzziah, and we see it happening, that pride respects no person's advantages from life situations. For Uzziah began to sprout as he neglected the Lord. Then he began to belittle the commands of God. Then he strengthened his pride in the confrontation of sin. And it comes then to the third and final truth this morning as we consider pride in the life of Uzziah, and that is this: pride destroys its willing participant. Pride destroys its willing participant. It says that while Uzziah was wroth in verse 19 and had the censer in his hand, while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. Leprosy arising up in Uzziah, incurable disease, which you would go to the grave with. And Uzziah has leprosy arising in him because of that which he has transgressed against the Lord. Pride destroyed Uzziah, and he felt pride's repercussions personally with the leprosy that would arise up in him. And as we consider that, you're saying, well, are you saying that if I have pride in my life, that if I'm going to be destroyed by pride, that I'm going to get leprosy like Uzziah? No, I don't know. That's not the point. It's that though God does resist the proud, and God will resist us if we live our life pridefully, if we live our life not in humility under the Lord. And it will affect us personally then. It will affect us personally like it did with Uzziah. It affected him instantly. And it's interesting that all that Uzziah had built in his life, the reputation that he had in his life, the godly man that he was destroyed in an instant of time as pride had overtaken his life. And how often is that the case even in the lives of people today, that we can build a testimony in our life, but it only takes an instant or a small amount of time for us to destroy that testimony. And pride is not a friend. Pride will seek to destroy us. Uzziah felt pride's repercussions personally, instantly, and long-lasting. He went to the grave as a leper. It was the demise of his life, and pride will be the demise of our lives today as well as believers, because the Bible says pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. The Bible says in Proverbs 29, a man's pride shall bring him low. You know, we can choose our actions, but we can't choose our consequences that come along with that. And the pride that had destroyed Uzziah's life would also be far-reaching. He dwelt in a several house. His son would reign. His son Jotham would reign in his stead, judging the land. And we think that sometimes pride will only affect me. No, it will affect the lives of those around me. In Romans 5:12, the Bible says, "By one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Pride destroyed the life of Uzziah. And you see, friends, God in his goodness has laid open to us the life and reign of King Uzziah to show to us the imminent danger of pride. What do we know about it? It respects no persons. It advantages from life situations. It destroys its willing participant. We can avoid it. We can get ourselves out of it by getting back into the Word of God. We can do so by learning even from the life of Uzziah. So, where are you today, friend? Perhaps you're here today and not saved. Is your pride keeping you from Jesus Christ? Is your pride keeping you from coming to Jesus Christ for salvation? It is, believer. Is your pride keeping you from a life, from living a life totally sold out to Jesus Christ? Probably is. Just like that in the life of Uzziah. Uzziah was comfortable where he was. So my plea is simple for us this morning. Let's not allow our hearts to be lifted up. Let's humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. Let's stay clear of the imminent danger of pride. Let's, as we go forth into this day and into this week, say, "Lord, help me to root out pride in my life. Help me to be humble before you so that you can do a work in my life." Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that as we would go forth today and in this week of meetings, that we would keep the life of Uzziah in mind, pride that had infiltrated his life. Lord, it keeps us from seeing revival. Lord, help us to root out pride. Help us to live a life of humility before you. In Jesus' name, amen.